Tariq Kadir has returned home to Tampa. The teenager, who was beaten unconscious by Israeli police 2 weeks ago, was welcomed by dozens of exuberant friends, family, and supporters late Wednesday night at Tampa International Airport. In videos and photos taken shortly after his beating, Tariq Kadir's face appears bruised and swollen. But as he and his immediate family walked off the airport tram into the welcoming arms of friends and supporters, his outward appearance was like any other teenager. But one who feels lucky to have survived, even though other Palestinian children, like his cousin Mohammed Abu Kadir, have not.
I know he must have been terrified, like I was. I was in a new place and suddenly attacked by mass police. It was by far the scariest thing that has ever happened to me. The physical pain in those first hours was really rough. And I'm only 15, but I will never think about freedom in the same way as I did 2 months ago. I want to ask you all to please remember my cousin Muhammad and the 36 kids that died in Gaza and over the past several days. They have names like mine. I hope the violence will stop for their sake. No child, whether they are Palestinian or Israeli, deserves to die that way. I am so glad to be back home again and healing. Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel really good.
Tariq Kadir's cousin was burned alive by Israeli settlers. Shortly after Mohammed's funeral, Kadir was beaten by Israeli police in an attack that was videotaped. Hassan Shibli, the executive director of the Florida chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says Kadir will get medical attention for injuries sustained during the beating.
A Tampa teenager who was brutally attacked and beaten viciously while his hands were restrained by Israeli officers. Thank God he's back home today. We're very excited. I asked him, Tariq, how are you doing? He said, you know, I still hurt, especially on the inside. His eyes were still red from the bloodshot and the veins that they burst when they kicked him. But thank God he's just so excited to be back. A lot of friends, a lot of family, a lot of love, a lot of support. It's really probably the most rewarding night I've ever had at CARE. And I think, you know, just seeing Tariq home and smiling made all of our efforts really worthwhile.
The teenager did not take questions from reporters at the airport. Neither did his mother, Suha Kadir, who read a statement.
My son Tariq was beaten unconscious by Israeli police while handcuffed and lying on the floor. I cannot begin to describe to you the pain I felt when I looked at his face for the first time after that beating. I know that all the mothers and fathers out there, including the parents of the three Israeli teenagers who were tragically killed, understand this kind of pain. They felt it when they saw the photos of his swollen, bruised face. They felt it when they watched the video of his lifeless body being beaten.
Suha Kadir echoed her son, saying he was lucky to be alive even though other Palestinian children have been killed. Kadir's uncle, Ashraf Salah, thinks American citizenship helped get his nephew out of jail, but other Palestinian teens are stuck in Israeli prisons.
I feel good for Tariq that he's coming home. And hopefully everybody was with Tariq in his age over there. They're still in the jail. Hopefully they will be out. That's what I feel, seriously. In the same minute they took Tariq, they took another 6 teenagers, 15, 14 years old, and they treat them the same like how they treat Tariq. And they're still in jail. They're still waiting for their court date.
Tensions have escalated in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories after Tariq Kadir's cousin was killed following the death of 3 Israeli settlers who had been kidnapped. Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip have killed more than 200 Palestinians, and one Israeli has died in rocket fire from militants in Gaza. CARE's Hassan Shibli wants people to remember all the victims.
Well, it's very difficult to celebrate. I mean, one victory is bringing Tariq home, but right now, over 200 people have been killed in Gaza with the Israeli bombing. Dozens and dozens of civilians, dozens of children. Just today, 4 children blown up as they were playing on the beach by the Israelis. So, you know, I think I commend him for saying, look, it's great that I'm home. Thank you for everything you did to bring me home. But at the same time, let's not forget the other children that won't be able to come home tonight.
Now that Tariq Kadir is back home in Tampa, he says he just wants to go fishing with his friends. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan, reporting from the Tampa International Airport.